This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Hello, and movie and TV fans, welcome back to another episode of the Cinema Gold Show. As always, I'm your host, Larry Lease, to talk to you about the latest headlines out of Hollywood. Before we do that, give us your thoughts on all the topics we cover in the comments section below. As always, you can find all our social media links in the description below. And with that, let's dive into today's first topic. Right off the bat, we're diving into the box office. Fantastic Four First Steps tops the box office, but doesn't beat Superman's opening numbers. Superman dropped to number 2 at the box office with the arrival of Marvel's First Family. For the first time in years, DC has a slight edge over Marvel at the box office. Fantastic Four First Steps easily won the weekend, opening to $118 million, but that's ever so slightly shy of Superman's $125 million opening 2 weeks ago. Of course, these are just the film's first steps, pardon the pun, and Marvel's summer offering could still end up taking greater strides in the long run. But after more than a decade trying to build its own cinematic universe against the MCU's utter superhero dominance, this minor victory must feel good for DC Studios under the new leadership of James Gunn. Superman holds the number 2 spot at the weekend box office, adding another $24.86 million to its domestic haul of over $289 million. The movie has made $502 million worldwide in its 3 weeks in theaters. Most of the weekend's top 10 is filled out with other established summer staples, including Jurassic World Rebirth, F1 The Movie, and Smurfs. There are a couple other new movies in the top 10 besides the expected champion Fantastic Four. The dark rom-com Oh Hi! Takes the number 9 spot. Second feature pounces on the anxiety to deliver a dark comedy whose risky tonal shifts don't ultimately cohere. Ohio is an ambitious, thought-provoking look at modern romance that starts with the terror of weekend getaways before dissecting the gender stereotypes that keeps people from finding their happily ever after. And the Pete Davidson starring horror film The Home rounds out the list with a take of $1 million at the box office. So to recap the box office numbers, Fantastic Four is at $118 million, followed by Superman at $24 million, Jurassic World Rebirth at $13 million, F1 The Movie at $6.2 million, Smurfs at a little over $5 million. I Know What You Did Last Summer, a little bit over $5 million, just barely below Smurfs. How to Train Your Dragon at $2.8 million. Eddington at $1.6 million. Oh Hi at $1.1 million, and The Home at a little over $1 million. Let me know what you think of the latest films in theaters. Is there anything at the box office that you're willing to see, excited to see, or don't want to see it all? And with that, let's dive into our next topic. Of course, Hollywood just had the San Diego Comic-Con, and of course that means we got to dive into Shrek and Donkey. Before we do that, I just want to know your thoughts on this franchise in general. Do you think we need more Shrek movies? Or is it time to just kind of put that franchise to rest? Eddie Murphy's fast-talking and endlessly loyal donkey swiftly became one of the most beloved and memorable characters to come out of the pop culture phenomenon that is Shrek. The hit film swiftly became a billion-dollar franchise, spawning not only three sequels over the past 20 years, with a fifth Shrek currently on the way, but also two successful spin-off films that put Antonio Banderas' character Puss in Boots at the forefront. Last year, we learned from Eddie Murphy that a donkey solo film was in the works, much to fans' delight. And now, while promoting his latest film, The Pickup, Murphy gave us another promising update on Donkey's turn as leading mule on the screen. Murphy revealed that, though he's still in the recording booth on Shrek 5, he'll begin recording the dialogue for the upcoming Donkey film in September of this year, and that'll be released about 3 years from now. While 3 years may seem like a while away, animation is a notoriously lengthy and arduous process, and the fact that DreamWorks, the studio behind the Shrek franchise, has a date for Donkey's film means that project is likely a priority for them. Murphy also alluded that the Donkey movie will resemble Puss in Boots' star's turn in his spinoff films, Puss in Boots and Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. The actor also revealed that the upcoming film is going to build on one of the wildest plot points of Donkey's story, saying, quote, "We're still in the booth, and literally, we're still doing Shrek. We'll start in September on Donkey. We're doing Donkey in one, and that'll be 3 years from now. But we're about 2 years into Shrek 5, still in the booth, and about to start Donkey in September. Donkey's going to be like how Puss in Boots had his own movie. Donkey's going to have his own movie, own little story with his dragon wife and his kids that are half dragon, half donkeys. They've written this funny story. We're doing that, starting that in September. Donkey's children with his dragon wife, the Dronkies, were initially introduced in Shrek 2 and made brief appearances in the later Shrek the Third and Shrek Forever After films. Affectionately referred to by their father as little mutant babies, the six hybrid creatures do all have names: Debbie, Coco, Bananas, Peanut, Parfait, and Eclair. Despite their minor roles in the franchise up until now, though, they may also pop up in Shrek 5, since Donkey will also be a part of that upcoming movie. It seems that the Donkey film will be the first time we'll get to spend time with the Dronkies. In addition to the spinoff, Murphy also gave us an update to the highly anticipated Shrek 5, confirming he's still in the booth for the film and the cast is about 2 years into the project, which is set for a Christmas 2026 release. Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz are set to reprise their roles, alongside Murphy reuniting Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey. Zendaya is joining the cast as Shrek and Fiona's teenager daughter, Felicia. DreamWorks released a brief but glorious teaser announcing the cast of Shrek 5 in February of this year. In it, Shrek scrolls through memes and videos of him on his magic mirror, much like we would on our phone. And Pinocchio unsuccessfully denies that he made a thirst trap of Shrek. It seems that even 2 decades later, the creative team behind Shrek hasn't lost the offbeat humor that made the film such a hit in the first place. Therefore, I have cautious optimism that the same will apply Murphy's Donkey film too. Like we mentioned, Shrek 5 is set to hit theaters December 23rd, 2026. And I'm actually looking forward to that. That's a good Christmas holiday season movie, because I myself don't really have much to do on Christmas or that holiday week. So it'll be nice to go see Shrek next year. And with that, let's dive into our next topic. And probably the biggest news out of Comic-Con. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 just turned into a Scream reunion with San Diego Comic-Con casting reveal. Ghostface always gets what he wants, or who he wants. The character has become a familiar face in the world of horror and the real world. You'll often see the Scream mask during the Halloween season, which takes you back to 1996, to the first film in the series that started it all. In that movie, of course, you have the stars Neve Campbell, David Arquette, Courtney Cox, Matthew Lillard, and Skeet Ulrich, also contributed to making the film as iconic as it is today. They portrayed best friends Stu Mocker and Billy Loomis, also known as the killer partners in crime, or the double ghost face. Now, according to an announcement made at San Diego Comic-Con, the two are reuniting on screen for Five Nights at Freddy's 2. According to Entertainment Weekly, Matthew Lillard surprised those in attendance at Comic-Con in a video. While on the screen, he revealed news that his co-star from Scream, Skeet Ulrich, is the latest to join the cast of Five Nights at Freddy's sequel. If you're screaming at the thought, just imagine how the audience felt when this happened in real time. They were screaming too. And yes, Lillard told them to continue screaming loudly. On cue, Ulrich joined the cast on stage in Hall H as the crowd was still in disbelief, applauding the Scream legend. He said, "Thank you for being here. Can't tell you how honored I am to be a part of this family and to be a part of the fandom now that it's really voracious, so thank you." While knowing that Ulrich will be in the film is the best news horror fans could hear. They wanted to know more about his role. Will he be playing Lillard's character, William Afton's best friend or accomplice? As much as everyone wants additional information, Ulrich's lips are sealed. So, the question really is, who could Skeet Ulrich play in Five Nights at Freddy's? Now, when I address this, just...
This episode sponsored by Marathon Sports. Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game, but Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving.
Spoiler alert. It was revealed that Lillard's career counselor role, Steve Raglan, was actually William Afton, a serial killer who kidnapped and murdered Mike's brother, Garrett, and other children. He hid their bodies in animatronics, and now their souls are under his control. The animatronics eventually turn on Afton after looking at a drawing and realizing what had really happened. Ulrich said that he will play someone with a deep emotional connection to what's going on. So maybe he'll portray a friend of Afton seeking revenge, or perhaps a relative, one of the children Afton killed. These are just guesses, so everyone will just have to wait and see. Let me know your thoughts on the upcoming Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Are you guys excited to watch it? I'm not a big horror fan, but I was kind of hooked in the first one just because, you know, clearly it's a ripoff of Chuck E. Cheese, so it's kind of nice to see like Chuck E. Cheese go evil. But let me know. And now on to our next topic. Daredevil Born Again Season 2 is adding another Netflix Marvel actor. Slowly but surely, the small corners of the Netflix Marvel universe are starting to make their way back into the MCU territory. It all started with Charlie Cox's inclusion of his character Matt Murdock in Daredevil and Spider-Man No Way Home, as well as the Disney Plus series She-Hulk. Eventually, Cox reunited with several of his Daredevil co-stars for Daredevil Born Again, a spiritual sequel to the Netflix saga that picks up on various story threads from the original series. Now, another character from Netflix's Daredevil will be reportedly making an appearance in Born Again Season 2. As it turns out, Detective Sergeant Brett Mahoney is set to be a supporting character in Daredevil Born Again Season 2. Mahoney was a character who started as a beat cop in Netflix's Daredevil Season 1 and slowly went up in the ranks of the police force thanks to his team-ups with a man without fear and helping to arrest Wilson Fisk. Mahoney had already helped Daredevil in the past by putting Fisk behind bars twice in the Netflix series, making his return perfectly reasonable, especially since it will be all hands on deck. The speculation and eventual confirmation of his return is due to an Instagram post, which is celebrating Season 2 of Born Again wrapping production in New York. One of the images in the post is of Washington with Johnson, and the only logical explanation is that the actor will be reprising his role for the next set of episodes. Their character was never mentioned in the first season, though he is a welcome addition to the series. Daredevil Born Again Season 1 ended with Matt Murdock and Karen Page assembling a ragtag team of cops and Hell's Kitchen residents to start an uprising against Fisk, who begins abusing his powers as mayor. While there wasn't a lot of significant faces in the initial group Matt assembles at the end of the finale, set photos from the upcoming second season have indicated that he'll have more help. Kristen Ritter's Jessica Jones, who also had her own Netflix series, was spotted filming for the show and is now confirmed to be part of the series. It will be interesting to see if Born Again serves as a reintroduction for other Netflix characters like Mike Coulter's Luke Cage. However, since filming has wrapped in New York, any other surprise inclusions are unlikely. Born Again has already helped in reintroducing Jon Bernthal's Punisher in the MCU, with a character already confirmed to not only have his own special on Disney+, but also an appearance in Spider-Man Brand New Day. Daredevil Born Again is shaping up to be quite the Netflix reunion, and it will be exciting to see what Marvel Television has in store for other characters from the previous streaming service that can make their way into the MCU. There's currently no plans for a third season of Daredevil on Disney+, but given the hero's popularity, it's not hard to imagine he and other characters like Mahoney will be popping up in other future projects. And before we move on, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Hulu Plus Live TV. This episode is sponsored by Hulu Plus Live TV, the best of both worlds, all in one place. Let's be real for a second. Cable is expensive, and those endless streaming subscriptions, they add up. But for Hulu Plus Live TV, that's the cheat code. You get over 95 live channels, including live sports, breaking news, and can't miss events. NFL on Sunday, covered. That viral reality show your group chat won't shut up about, covered. And yes, even your guilty pleasure reruns are all there. But here's where it gets better. Hulu Plus Live TV also includes Disney Plus and ESPN Plus. One subscription, three platforms, all killer, no filler. Whether you're into crime docs, Marvel marathons, or Monday Night Football, Hulu Plus Live TV brings it all together, live and on demand. No cable box, no long-term contract, just hit play and go. Ditch the channel flipping and level up your screen time with Hulu Plus Live TV. Sign up now in the link in the description and start streaming smarter. The Simpsons have revealed big plans and a release window for their 800th episode milestone. The Simpsons is now in the works on season 37 of the long-running animated series, and the team behind the franchise is teasing some big plans for the massive episode 800 milestone. The Simpsons is entering a new era as Fox recently renewed the franchise as part of a massive deal with many of their other adult animated franchises. Renewing The Simpsons for four more seasons, it means the animated series will be making it to at least season 40 once the deal is done. Just saying that, I can't believe they're going to hit season 40. Like, I remember when I started watching it a little bit as a kid, and I'm just surprised that it's still going. Like, when I watched it, I just thought it was some stupid cartoon show for adults. But I digress. The Simpsons has aired 790 episodes as of the end of season 36 earlier this year. And this means that season 37 will be crossing over the milestone 800th episode. The Simpsons has celebrated its previous milestones with a few ways in its past. But the team behind the series teased fans during San Diego Comic-Con 2025 that there are some big plans for episode 800 as it gets ready for its premiere with Fox sometime in February 2026, though a concrete release date is yet to be announced. It's probably going to be the Super Bowl, honestly. Simpsons showrunner Matt Selman teased during the show's panel at San Diego Comic-Con 2025, quote, "It's a big deal to do 800 shows, and so we're going to be doing two brand new original episodes that night." Which not only reveals that episode 800 is going to be a big deal, but it's going to be part of a double episode premiere for the evening, perhaps even tying into one another in some way, which has become more of a regular occurrence in the later seasons. He says they're top secret for now, but promise you they'll be the best 800th episode of anything you've ever seen. The Simpsons star, who brings Lisa to life in the series, revealed earlier this year that reading for episode 800 of the series had already begun, so work on the milestone has been in the midst of its production for quite a while. With a plan to air the milestone episode with Fox in February 2026, fans are going to have to wait a while longer before we get more of a tease about what to actually expect from the next batch of episodes. The Simpsons team also teased more of what to expect from season 37 next year during the panel as well. Guest stars coming the new season include Danny Pudi, Adam Pauly, Brendan Gleeson, Glenn Howerton, and others. The first look at the next Treehouse of Horror special was revealed as well, that confirmed Idris Elba, Michael Keaton, and Viola Davis will appear along with Stan Kelly, animating a special opening for it. So even with the without the 800th episode finale, or milestone, excuse me, The Simpsons has big plans for what's coming. Saying, quote, "I honestly thought 36 was where we were going to end it," the Simpsons creator said during the panel. "There's no end in sight. We're going to keep going. We're going to go until somebody dies." It's certainly a dose of reality to remember that this core of cast and creative team can't go on forever. But for now, there's no signs of coming to an end anytime soon. Honestly, I feel like if characters start dying off, you know, in the future, I feel like you could just kind of like replace them, but also change the angle of the story, the storylines. Like, perhaps it's, instead of the Simpsons family, it's relatives, or it's Bart and Lisa and all them grown up as adults in similar situation. But anyways, let me know what your thoughts on all these topics we covered are, and let me know what you think is the biggest news to come out of San Diego Comic-Con. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold or scan the QR code on the screen. Of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our videos. Hit the subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And as always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
This episode sponsored by Ridwell. How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at Ridwell.com.